open to hear from the members. Member Heron?
I just want to be clear, Chairperson, we need to make a recommendation on the appointment of a chairperson and one other member.
So we need to make a consideration on the chairperson, one member and two alternates to serve on the...
I thought that we had... So then my proposal was that we make a chairperson and one member, and we say that the department, we recommend to the department that they commence a new process for alternates to find those people with consumer experience.
Yeah, I did the suggestion before, so I wanted us on record to put it that we are supposed to have four members for the tribunal, which is the chairperson, the member, and two alternates. So with what we saw, the recommendation is we get the chairperson and the member, and the other two, we say they have to go back and they need to do the advert again to get the those two alternate with the consumer at qualification. Do we agree on that one? Member Lily?
Checking that whether we what to call going ahead with this, even though there is a requirement that, for instance, it says it must, it doesn't say may, it says at least the four must, may. It doesn't say they may, it says it must. So I'm just worried, Chair, if we're going to go ahead even though the requirements suggest that at least they must have at least out of at least four of these qualifications, at least they must have four of them, and at least NQF level 6 of those, and looking at their qualifications, therefore it suggests that none of the candidate selected currently has 4.1.4, which is consumer matters, NQF level 4, because it says it must, members must have. So that's where I need the help from your part, Chair, or the other members of this committee. Just an advice, whether can we continue even though this criteria of additional, recommendations in terms of the criteria.
What we are saying is, like I said, that now we have four members that the department have sent to us for the recommendation. Now, out of four, we are saying two, it can go through, but the other two, we are sending back to the department to say the two, we are not going to send the recommendation on the two. Get people that do have the qualification in consumer, the mind is gone. Then we can now, they can come back with those two that have qualifications that we can say give the green light to that effect. So we are covering you with a half of the numbers, and then the legal part we are covering with the other half. And after that, another recommendation that we suggest is to emphasize that I think a member Heron talked about the emphasis of the consumer. I can't remember how did you put it, that we need to also give that in the resolution.
That my proposal was that we make a recommendation on the appointment of a chairperson and the additional member, and that we ask the department to re-advertise for the appointment of two alternate members, with a special focus or prioritization of people with qualifications in consumer matters. If you may, Chair, may I just reply to Honourable Lilly that I don't think that we are in danger of being in breach of the law, because actually it was the department who imposed these additional qualifications, and they got themselves caught up in their own trap. So the law is not, we're not in breach of the law. We can establish this, but I think that they added these qualifications and now they can't meet them. But I think that they can if they try a little harder.
On the Act it says at least, so it doesn't emphasize it, but at least there need to be someone who has a consumer matter to have. So they introduced it as a, like a must to them. That is why they get caught, but of which we appreciate, because they've got they are covering the tenants and the landlords equally so by introducing that. So we agree on that one, or we?
As second recommendation, okay, by Honourable Aaron.
Okay, thank you. Member Maran?
No, you know, Chair, I'm not in disagreement with the proposal. We are still within law. But my disappointment is, Chair, in terms of the panel and how they went about, is that it seems in terms of scoring, they have not taken this into consideration. Because if they, a person would not have scored 15% in the absence of an NQ6. That's basically. So to make the recommendations, we must satisfy ourselves the points that's been scored by the members, whether it is in terms of the requirement that was there. So that's basically, because we will go now to this four and say out of this four there must be two. Right? But at the same time we're gonna look at the scores. Those ones have received. But in fact, that it's not the real score, because the additional requirements that year was not taken into consideration. So a person, for instance, that has scored 60, right? They have not actually scored 60. But we will now maybe propose this person as a chair. Understand? But also maybe it was the only person who have applied to be the chairperson. The others have applied for additional members and so forth. So I'm just saying, Chair, that they must look at this additional recommendations as we are moving forward. That maybe it's those who do have, they will be favorable in terms of, Chair. But yes, in terms of legislation, I think we are fine. Yeah, the two, and I agree, the two alternative members must possess. Yeah, we must say it's a must. They must possess. Yeah.
I think another thing is that when we do the must, we are going to do the resolutions for recommending that. A must is where we come in with the legislation that we have to eventually put it, not at least it must be something that is a must. There must be, because immediately when you say must, that means there's no any other option to that effect. Now that means it's a legislation that we are saying that the legislation, unless the 2014, I haven't gone in depth with the 20 amended one where it says maybe must. But two, I think from our side as a standing committee, we are looking at the constitution itself, the act itself, what does it say? Because all those requirements is the department that have created that requirements and the scoring for themselves. Now, if we go to that one of Member Maran, it will be we have to do that. When you do the additional of the requirements, please, this and that, adhere to what you are saying has to happen, because now there is a loophole there and there. Member Saran?
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to, I see that the officers typing up the recommendations, and I think in 6.2 that we should follow what is said in the Act. So where it says members who have consumer protection qualifications, the Act says should have should have expertise in consumer matters, and I think we should follow the language
in the language of the
legislation. Yeah.
Chief, can we go over to the wording?
No, I think yes, the wording is is what Member Heron was saying, has to, we mustn't put our mind, we have our own interpreter, we have to put as it is in the Act that what does it say, so that our recommendation goes with what is on the Act, not
additional
requirements.
My proposal, I would like as a first sentence, say the committee having considered the shortlist, the names of the candidates as submitted by the department,
okay,
was of the opinion that...
Work with me, member. Let's go to the response of member Heron starting with that. Immediately after she's done with it, then we'll go to the first one so that we agree on it as we go through. Because every talk she's typing, because when we are done, we will...
Can I make a proposal on the wording of that?
If I can just finish then. So the legislation says with expertise in consumer matters pertaining to rental housing or housing development matters.
Yeah.
And I think we should... Rental housing or housing development matters.
Or housing development.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chair, housing development is already a criteria that needs to be considered, and maybe we need not to repeat it there.
Some minutes of former committee meetings, all different committees of the provincial legislature, and sometimes it's very difficult to ascertain from the minutes what the committee was really doing. So I was just wondering whether we shouldn't start that with the committee having considered the list of names submitted by the department to fill the following positions, just so that to put it in context,
okay.
And that we then found that this list was lacking.
What did you mean? Go back to the first sentence. Don't leave us there, because the members are looking at that, and then you are somewhere else.
Something like after having considered the list of names as submitted by the department, for the rental housing, you know, because often a recommendation stands on its own. You know, people say this is what was recommended, and I just think we need to tell people, also the department who is not here at the moment, although they or the minister, you know, somebody that's going to go just on our decision, say now. What do you really want to achieve? And I think what we must say is that we have considered the list, but we found the list to be lacking in people with suitable qualifications, and therefore we only recommend that a chairperson and member be appointed to serve, and therefore I just think it will help people in future who read this to understand what the circumstances were.
Member, there was nothing that is lacking there in principle, but what we are doing now, so now work with me. let's be on the same page with some other things. Now, we are doing the recommendations. So we will go up where you will see when we do the minutes of this meeting until the recommendations. So we started with the recommendation, taking from where the department left off. Then you will do the correction up there. But I don't agree with the statement of there was a lacking to that effect. There was no lacking. I think when you look at the advertisement itself, they got what they wanted. It's just that there are extra things that wanted. They shot themselves on the foot with that one. I'm sorry for my French, but it is like that, that it has made that to be difficult. So let's concentrate a little bit on the first resolution, because this is the one that is going to what we are saying to the department they need to implement.
Grace, thank you. I think what needs to be contained in that recommendation is that the committee, after having considered the candidates presented to us, resolved that the following person should be appointed to the positions. Name the position, name the person, and whatever, and can close it.
Members, we will have a report that which I will get to next, where we will list all of those who the names of the persons were that the committee eventually decided on after the consultation process. So it will be detailed in there. Just give us a moment.
This, members, is the minutes of the meeting of what is it that we are saying. So member was saying that a person, when he reads, has to understand what is it that we said happened and is going to happen. So on this one, the step number one, it will be the recommendations of what needs to happen. So that is why that's why it happened, that we started at the bottom. So after we are going up there, so the sentence of the action that you say the department have to do. Do we agree on 1 and 2, 6, 1 and 1? Okay, so let's start at the top then.
Okay, so the briefing by the department, I'm going to read where you feel have to be changed, then you can change. The meeting commences with the briefing by the sergeant from the post of leading up to the interview to the vacancies of the Western Cape National Housing Tribunal. The committee deliberated on the presentation by Mr. Adrian Sen. And the committee has been consulted in that correct. With the department of candidates and the consultants recommended that the following candidates in order of preference.
So now we can do
that. So there is where we have to add
the names
on number 2. So remember?
Are we going to
talk
names now?
Yeah, now we talk names.
Thank you, Chair. So I'm going to speak quite frankly. I have a concern about the relationship between the department and Mr. Lionel Esterhazen.
Okay.
To me, there's like, it feels a bit booty-booty, and I don't accept that he exceeds in consumer matters, and I would prefer that the chairperson is independent of the department. So there's currently an acting chairperson who's been on the tribunal for a long time, Ms. Sibongile Morare, and my proposal would be that we nominate her as our first choice preference for chairperson. Doesn't mean that I don't think Mr. Esterhazen shouldn't be on the committee, because I think he's got excellent experience, but I think his relationship with the department is too close.
Having listened to Honourable Heron, I have a different view. I think that Mr. Esterhazen is retired. Him having worked there or having had contact should not necessarily disqualify him to be considered for the position of chairperson. He scored highest, even if we take away a certain degree of of marks or points away for that particular category, he still fulfill all the criteria. And my recommendation is that we should go for the person who has scored the highest in the evaluation.
Member,
I will second that, Chief. May I just say, I hear the fears, and I think it's genuine from Honourable Heron. It's just that I think in terms of fairness, I do not see any conflict of interest that we would be able to present. That Mr. Israelson may be quite familiar with the workings of the tribunal, etc. That the department may be the landlord of considerable renting stock, etc. But it's not as if there's any financial interest or any other interest of that nature that I have picked up between Mr. Esterhazen and the department. And I believe it would be unfair to then, therefore, if we consider him to be the best candidate in all other, or in general, except for the fact that he has, you know, worked for the department, I don't think that in itself would be, for me, a disqualification for him to chair.
Member Maran, before you, Member Heron.
Look, Chair, this was exactly my fear, because we are using now a score which might not reflect the truth. Because I, for instance, have said that it seems that the additional recommendation as per this document was not taken into consideration. Because if it was, and the issue of qualification was a must, then a person should never not have overscored. It's not possible, a chair. So my fear is basically is that are we using now these scores, which might not be a true reflection in terms of the scoring that was given as per the requirements? I don't know. That was basically my fear.
Okay, can we agree to go to the disregard the scores and say we look at the CVs and say we concentrate on the CVs rather than the scoring, because already we have queried the matter of the scores and say who's more qualified from the CV side to be, we concentrate on that to do the recommendations. That's what I'm thinking. Member Lily, before Member...
Yes, I maybe we must go into that route, because on the issue of scores, of course there will be always a question mark there, because the question would be, which is an essential question, how does someone without NQF level 6 of qualifications into consumer matters being scored to 15? So the issue of scores really it's non-existent, because that alone it kills the mere fact that the department. If, I mean, it says a lot about the department in terms of being favor, mostly Lionel. We don't have a problem with Lionel, but how he was given scores, even on issues that he doesn't have, he was overscored. So hence there is that kind of suspicion on him. I don't think we have a bad blood on him, but always if you are overscored, then there will be always that kind of hesitation as to why this one.
Okay,
why
Member Lily, I get your point. So, Chair have spoken that let's look at the CVs. leave this course. I hope I wish to take that page and throw it away. It would have worked so nicely. So let's pretend it's non-existent. So let's go to the CVs and say, what do we get from the CVs? Pretend like if I could hypnotize you, I said that page is not there of scoring.
Chair, thank you. Well, you may have a preference as to how we should approach this, but we cannot discount the scoring grid that we have in front of us. We can look at the additional CVs, but we cannot discount it. And if you look at one candidate as...
Remember, America, I'm going to stop you and say now you are out of order.
Why am I out of order?
Should have spoken. Wait.
No, but I'm saying I don't have a problem with us looking at the CVs, but you cannot tell us that we should just discount completely the scoring grid that has been given to
Remember
us.
America?
That's not fair.
Yeah, remember, America, in this standing committee, we said the issue of scores was a little bit tricky. So we need to move away. We agreed as a standing committee. So don't... No. Okay.
Members who disagree, not the standing committee. We haven't sort of had a unanimous resolution that the standing committee says the scores are problematic, let's discard the scores and look at the CVs only. We haven't had such a resolution.
So, Member America, taking a cue from the chairperson, I'm saying, look at the CVs. That's what I said. Look at the CVs. Can we do the recommendation following the CVs? If I hear an answer, it has to be about the CVs, not the scoring. Let's go to the CVs and say, what do we say about the CVs? Member,
look at the CVs and the Act, what the Act expects. We cannot just look at the CVs without measuring them against the requirements of the Act.
Okay.
Will you agree to
so
that?
So, my honorable members, let me do this and help you a little bit before you go to the Act and then listen to what I'm saying. So, the chairperson and members of the tribunal must be appointed only after MEC has, through the media and by notice in the Gazette, invited nominations of persons as candidates for their respective positions on the tribunal. And the MEC has consulted with the relevant standing or portfolio committee of the provincial legislature, which is responsible for housing matters in the province. The MEC may appoint two persons to serve as alternate members of the tribunal in the absence of any member referred to in the paragraph B or section C. So we do recommendations. The minister is the one who can only do the appointment. So we do the recommendations. What we can do is to put the motivation on behalf of the community of Western Cape and say, on that tribunal, can you make sure that there are people who have the consumer matters experience and but the minister is the one who's going to appoint. That is why I'm saying that much as we do the recommendations, let's try to cover where we see there is a loophole. Now, I'm saying let's check the CVs, and I'm saying that in this standing committee, we have to work together and agree that when we take the resolution, we take the resolution agreeing with each other that we can own it as a team. Now, it can be, you know, I love democracy, that it will say that if the majority says something, it's correct. Much as I'm saying that, let you convince me that the decision that we are taking here, if I'm going to support Smith, if I'm going to support Member Heron, is a decision that I can own it and say that I understand where he comes from, why does he say that. It mustn't be because we are going to do that, because it's there we are going to do that. So can we agree on that principle and say that, okay, if we haven't looked at the CVs, let's look at the CVs and say, can we really quantify and say that the chairperson, if they say the chairperson is this, we are owning to that. Member Heron came wonderfully so and said that there is an acting. The acting can be the chairperson. Now, if there's another suggestion, you came with another suggestion member. So let's continue to say now we have two people that we are saying have to be the chairpersons. So I'm saying now let's build up on that one. CVs, let's go to the CVs and check and debate on that. Member Heron.
Yeah, Chair, I just wanted to say, I mean, in making my suggestion, I did go to the CV. I've read all of these CVs from and qualifications and everything. So I made that suggestion, having considered the CVs and the scoring. My concern is if we only look at the CVs now, we're actually going to mirror what the department did, because they looked at the CVs and they scored. Now we're going to look at the CVs, and I don't know if we're going to score or we're going to. But I think we should have come to this meeting having read the CVs, having had some idea of what we want to propose, and we should. You know, I don't want to start reading all of these CVs again, if you don't mind.
I'm not saying read, I was saying that based on that, you are saying that, because already everybody has read them. So I was giving guidance of the motivation. Motivate using the CV from what you have seen.
I've done my motivation.
Thank you very much. And member.
Yes, thank you, Chair. If I look at this, I have to come back to the scoring, because that has been sort of an issue for some members here. Ms. Morari was scored for that particular category 10 out of 15, and Mr. Esser is in 15 out of 15. But if you look at the content of the CV, nowhere in a CV of Ms. Morari justified a 10 out of 15. So one can easily question that 10 as well. So on the basis of that, in the absence and on the basis of the content of the CVs, one should not disqualify Mr. Esterhazy on the basis of 15 out of 15 that he shouldn't be considered for the chairperson's position.
Who first? Member Smith and Member Lily.
No, Chair. Thank you. I think perhaps a motivation from my side would be that, first of all, Ms. Acting is currently acting, having a little bit of experience in terms of the chairpersonship. And then, secondly, Chair, it's Women's Month. I mean, you should promote females during this month, Western Cape government. Thank you, Chair.
Member Lily.
Thanks, Chair. No, you see, for me, why, for instance, I can, concur with Member Heron on this matter. It is really on the basis of fairness and truthfulness. Because if we were to be true on this matter, because we've been asking this question also around this 15, where does this 15 come about? If this same person does not have this level 6 qualification. So in that, Chair, to me, I foresee this as a favoritism, if I may put it in that way, and really better, or rather support the current acting instead of appointing someone who was given in terms of the marks. No, it's really unfair. I would go for this female, not on the basis that it's a female's month, but on the basis that at least she's acting, and at least in this issue of consumers, I think she was treated unfairly.
Okay, I hear you, but members, like I said, we had the files for a week. Here's the deal that I'm going to say we, because I said we have to work as a team, isn't it? We. Only Lionel applied to be the chairperson. Member Morara didn't apply. No, she did not.
It says on the second page, applications for RHC's chairperson.
Check on the on the short list, let's check.
Look at the second
The second, unless I don't have it.
I'm worried to say it's there.
No, I don't mind.
I'm worried to say if we can say that city didn't.
In three or five. We've
got enough time to look at it.
There are four applicants per chair. Four applicants per chair.
Okay, there are four applicants that were there. Yeah.
Even the excellent part of the group. The excellent.
It's on their presentation. On there is general all the list of the applicants. They didn't specify on that. I didn't.
That alone. Okay.
So you see that again proves our point on this favoritism that was that we suspect from the department.
Yeah, it might be the favoritism of the person that I never worked with directly, and I usually say this, that, you know, the brain power works in a very mysterious way. You think it, you make it alive, and it's alive, and you see it, and it's like that. You can say when you look at me, you see the mountain, I'll be the mountain, but I told you I'm not the mountain. That's the brain power. So even if I can convince you any other way, you won't agree with me because you saw the mountain when you looked at me. That's the brain, that's how it works. But here's the deal. Now, members, we do have Morara, we have Aizen. We have to do the recommendation of the chairperson. The members, myself, member Derek America, member Van der West Dyson, member Brett Heron, and member Lily. Member Derek, I'm going to call your name. You call your recommendation of the chairperson.
Yes, Chair, I do.
Need to say the name, member, for the chairperson?
Member Derek America, I hereby nominate or recommend the appointment of Mr. Lionel S. Raisin as chairperson of the Rental Tribunal.
Member?
I concur also with the applicant, S. Raisin. Thank you.
You concur as this and as a
chairperson? Or that we submit the name as for consideration.
Okay. Member Heron?
Chair, I suggest we recommend to the minister that he appoints Sibongile Morara as the chairperson.
Member Lily?
Chair, really, on a serious note, we are supposed to, as this committee, if we were to use fairness and justice,
okay,
go for the
member
acting.
Member,
Sipo. Sipo. Sibongile, I'm sorry. Sorry. No, man, you stopped me whilst I was motivating my candidate. Sorry, man.
Okay, member, if you can do your recommendation in full so that we put it on record. Your recommendation. Say it again and put then the name in full that you recommend. For what purpose?
Check. I said myself as Andy Lelili, a member in this committee, I would recommend that we go for Sibongile Morara as a chairperson than this one who was over given God.
Okay. Thank you very much, member. You can switch off your mic. Okay, so we are going to go to the deciding vote.
That's the thing that I was
earlier. Yeah. And you were preempting.
No,
out of order is being preempting. So
I saw it.
Okay. So I am in favor of member of Mr. Esterhazen Liner. So the recommendation, it will be in favor of Liner. with a majority vote. Thank you very much.
Chair, can I also thank you, Chair. Can we also list Ms. Morari as the second? Because at the end of the day, it's the minister that has to decide who the appointee is. So he may decide to appoint Ms. Morari, then it becomes part of it. And we all accept it, of course.
Okay. Can I, with that recommendation that the on the number two of the list, we put Mrs. Morara or Ms. Morara, and then of which the third it will be? We don't, okay. We are going to do it how? Because we said we are only going to do two. Are we going to send two names only to that? Okay.
Can I propose, Chair, I mean, as Honourable America was suggesting, that we identify that the majority of the committee recommended Mr. Lionel Esterhazen, but there was a minority view that Ms. Morara be considered. And the minister then can decide between the two.
Yeah, we agree. Can we agree to that one also?
Also, we must amend that recommendation to say, because of what we've said many a times in terms of the additional requirements, and in terms of the the department being overscoring Mr. Lionel.
Member Lily, don't make my life difficult. I mean, we were on the road. The resolutions at the bottom there, the way we started, we recommended how it should be. I think, members, let's concentrate on that. We are going to send two names. Don't shift us so that we finish with the names. We are going to recommend two names only. We agree on that one. It's Mr. Lionel and Mr. Morara. Only.
That's for chairperson.
As chairperson.
Yes.
And the majority prefers Lionel. So we are going to put there. So it will be the minister's discretion whom does he appoint as the...
Without putting
Member
that line on that...
Member Lily,
I'm telling you, Chair.
Only when I recognize you switch on that mic. Okay, so I'm going to give you a chance, and when you talk, it's either you've got another opinion about what Member Heron has proposed, of which I support, and Member Derek has said, of which I support, or you have another alternate. So Member Smith first was the one who raised the hand, unless it went down. That means he was not going to support that or add another one.
No, Chair, I just want to understand. So the majority vote for Mr. Esterhazen is based on the scoring of 15-1 and based on...
Okay,
Can I finish my...
No, it's not about scoring. We are not going back there. We are done there.
No.
So that is why...
Chair, there's a reason why there's two names. I want to understand perfectly on the record why... The majority vote is for Mr. Lionel.
Okay. The
second one is, Chair. Chair, you need to let me finish, please, ma'am.
If we go on this way, because now we are going back and forth, and then we don't have that enough time, I'm going to remain with members of the committee only.
No, Chair.
No, I'm serious.
No.
I am
alternate members must come in here and
I said we already moved forward with that. Now we are saying how do we put in the recommendations here. Then you are going back to say that how. I mean, we addressed that for more than an hour.
Chair,
so
the
we
reason
cannot
I
ask
this
there.
Question is there's two names recommended for one position. It's not as if you recommend the one name for the chairperson
because
and the
we are
other
not
name
appoint,
for another position.
Because we are not appointing the minister's discretionary
no,
that
I
will
know.
Appoint.
I'm talking about recommendations.
So
I'm not saying appointments. That's recommendations for one position, two names. Now the minister needs to apply his mind now. Why is there two names? Based on what?
That's his own discretion to apply his mind. That's for the, that reason.
What are we basing our decision on? It's a simple question, Chair.
Remember, we have been talking about that. There's no way that we are going to go back to explain to you.
Chair,
unless
fine.
We
if
do
don't
the
want to
workshop
my question,
to tell you
totally
again
fine.
What is it that we've been
fine.
Saying.
It's fine, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much.
Member, can we check the writing? What does it say? And then so that we can move forward with the name.
It's not worded correctly.
Can you read it correctly? Let's correct it.
She wants to be in charge of the members.
2.1. The majority recommended Mr. Esther.
You don't have power there, but it doesn't matter. I have a right here. I didn't come to my second question.
Recommended.
Chair, can I ask my second question?
No. No.
My second question has got to do with women.
And I would just say, and Ms. Morara was recommended by, as part of my minority. Okay.
But we wanted to consider both names.
So
yes. Can
I? It would be the vote, not the majority.
Can I ask, would it be wrong, Chair, if we say that we recommend Mr. Estreisen as our first ranked and Ms. Morara?
For the position of the chairperson.
Yes.
So already a member of the committee.
So we do have running back, madam. We have boys. So they keep you my two bad.
That Ms. Marion Vandenberg then be submitted as our recommendation for the position of member of the tribunal.
Can I find out if we still remember? Presently, we are going to have how many on the board?
We're going to end up with four.
We are going to end up with four, and then how many men?
There's two men.
Two men and one.
Pardon?
No, Chair, I'm saying that in the current members is two male and one female.
Two male and one female.
Yes, the current members.
Okay, remember, can we try to get the women? We are not going to put another recommendation of. We already have Lionel as a man.
Even Chair.
So Vandenberg is a woman.
Yes.
Okay. Marianne is a woman. Okay.
Even Chair, if the MSC appoint Sibongile, it will still be one female.
Can I
Okay, so can we take one in back because, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, propose.
Can I propose for the vacant ordinary member, whatever they're called, that we nominate Ms. Wannenberg, and in the event that the MEC appoints Sibongile Morara as the chairperson, that Mr. Esthuizen be added as the second person.
Members, do you agree to that proposal?
I think that's well.
Member America?
Sounds very tempting. I would support that. Then so be it, you know, because I mean we cannot sacrifice a male, sacrifice a female appointee because Ms. Vandenberg had been an acting alternate member for a while also, and we cannot sacrifice Ms. Vandenberg if the MEC choose Ms. Morara, then so be it, then we have at least two females on the panel.
I withdraw my recommendation. We'll just nominate Ms. Wannenberg.
So we appoint Ms. Wannenberg. Okay.
I agree, Chair, although I don't have voting powers.
I'm proud of you.
But why do
you
want to pick me?
You.
Because of him.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Do we agree on that proposal?
Just a little. If we're going to use one first name, perhaps the secretary, the procedural officer will also use the first names of the other candidates.
Member Maran?
Yeah, I just want to check, Chair, and then the recommendation that Marion Vandenberg should be the additional member. I just wanted to check, because we have now said that if the MEC appoints Sibongile, the other member falls away, right? I just want to check, Chair, because there's only one name now. Sibongile is already a member of this committee, and if she's appointed chairperson, then there are three. Meaning if we only have one name, there will be four.
Then they must advertise again.
Exactly, that's the thing. Should we only go with one name?
So, what we are doing now, we are going to go with one name. It's one name for the... It's two names for the chairperson.
Yes.
But already another name is in the board.
Yes.
You know? And then now for the edit, for another member, we put only one name. So, if one doesn't go in, that means that the let's say Lionel is the one that goes in, Morara is still the member of the board, and then after the expiry of the, she can apply again. Can she apply again?
No, she will remain the deputy chair. I mean, that's my understanding, because she is the deputy chair.
She's the deputy chair now.
Yeah.
I mean, after 2020, she's got another chance of applying, because I think her contract expires 2020.
Yes, I agree, Chair, but for now.
Yeah.
If she's not appointed, she will remain deputy chair.
Deputy chair?
Yes. But there will only be four instead of five.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because my understanding was that we will, because it says not less than three, not more than five.
Yeah. Remember that we are not sending through all the names because we want the consumer matters to be part of this. So they are going to advertise so that they can fill the, automatically there is one post that has to be filled in. In fact, two, the department is mentioning two as alternate members.
On top of the five?
No, of four.
Of four?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So those two alternate members is the one that we are saying that we are holding back until they've got a person that have experience in the consumer matters. So these two have to have the consumer matters experience. Then they have to advertise, and then we'll have those two.
Can I distribute them to members of the Canada, then we don't have to... not this one, there. The part missing that we send them back in the file. Can you
be excused?
Oh, yes. Good to see you. Been with us this morning.
Happy Women's Month, Chair.
Thank you very much, member. Oh, members, before you go, members, please. Okay, I needed to have a conversation with you, members, since you have been present here. Can you honor me? You will give the message to me. To members, Mr. Kotiola, but quickly, can you sit down just a few seconds? Okay, so we had an issue of the issue of the we had an issue with the fires last time. So usually the practice is we give the agenda to the permanent member. So I'm going to ask for member lady or for you look at the agenda. If you, there's something that you are interested in the committee and you would love to be part of this, just indicate to them to Shumi that we'd love to have the information in advance so that we don't get caught up in the situation like this. Please, there's waiting there, because the practice is only permanent members that will get the agenda and the information.
Thanks, Chair, but yeah, you have explained to us in the previous meeting that is the route that we should follow if we want the information sent to us. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Moran, will you just freeze there for a moment, please? I don't know, in practice with other committees that I'm part of, as an alternate member, I'm included in the mailing list, so I don't know if we wish to include...
Okay. Member Moran is not an alternate member in the committee. That is why I'm saying to them they need to... We are going to count on Member Lily to make sure that he says that we are discussing.
No, that's what Lily was talking
about. Oh, okay. You are alternate. Sorry, sir. You are alternate member. I'm in another standing committee. You are alternate member, but they're still the same. Like we agreed. You don't have the agenda. You will get that, but the whole document, we will make sure that when you are interested, we can print it. Yeah. Can we agree on that one?
Look, Chair, before we agree, because the member just opened up something else.
He just messed up my... I was on the roll. I don't
the
know why
he's doing
Chair, this to me.
The member was saying, because it's supposed to be across all committees. If the member is saying when he's... an alternative member to another committee is receiving all the information without asking for it. Why then should I ask? Because the member just opened something up. Because if that's the procedure as an alternative member, then all information should be sent to me the very first time that it's been sent to all other members.
Member, they didn't look at the standing rule 91B on the rules. And I was trying to say to you, just covering you rather than covering him.
But let's not look at the rules.
He just killed my. I was on the roll with you. We agreed.
Che, you can't say for instance.
Here's the deal. I'm on a serious note now. On a serious note is that permanent members, we give the information unless indicated otherwise by the. By you additional member. Now, just imagine if we have all this file, we killed so many trees and we give to you, you are not even interested to attend the meeting. That's my take from my side. From his side as a chairperson, it might be he wants to give everybody all those papers that the additional members are not going to look at. I don't know, but member Maseko, chairperson of Human Settlements, he said, if you are going to attend the committee, you need that. Just indicate, you don't have to move. Just dial and you'll get the papers coming to be delivered in your office.
For the sake of trees.
Thanks, member.
Remember, they
we need to do some other things. Are we done with that one that we can re- Okay, report of the Standing Committee on Human Settlements on its recommendation for the appointment of candidates to the Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal. The Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal currently has 4 vacancies. The chairperson position became vacant following the resignation of the incumbent on the 6th May 2019. The ordinary member position became available following the resignation of the incumbent in October 2018, and the 2 alternate members' term expired on the 31st, 2019. Section 9.1 of the Rental Housing Act 50 of 1999 stipulates the tribunal consists of not less than 3 and not more than 5 members who are fit and proper persons appointed by the MEC and must comprise of a chairperson who is suitably qualified and has the necessary expertise and exposure to rental housing matters. There should not be less than 2 and not more than 4 members of whom at least 1 and not more than 2 and 2 shall be persons with expertise in property management or housing development matters. There should be at least 1 and not more than 2 shall be persons with expertise in consumer matters pertaining to rental housing or housing development matters. 2 advertisements calling for nominations for a chairperson and ordinary member and 2 alternate member positions were published in the following publications, the Argus, the Berger and Vukani. On the 15th of May, it was the Argus and the Bagels, and 16th May, Vukani. Upon conclusion of the advertisement process, the Department of Human Settlements provided the committee with a short list of candidates for the 4 vacancies. The committee, having considered these nominations, agrees to the recommendations as follows. The majority of the committee members recommended Mr. Lionel Esaison to be considered as the first preference for the chairperson's position and Ms. Bongile Morara as its second recommendation. The committee recommended that Ms. Marion Van Beck be considered as an ordinary member to serve on the Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal. 4, the committee resolved that the department appoint candidates who have consumer protection qualifications to serve on the Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal. Okay, so on number 4, we are going to take 6.2 and that and put it on there. Can we adopt the report as it states with those amended changes that Shumin is going to do? Members? Yes. Agreed. Okay. Thank you very much. Members, look at the minutes that they just gave to you. Can we? Is there any changes on the first page of the headings and the names? Can we adopt those minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, members. The committee program. Okay. Let's say first we already did that, and we are going to meet on the 14th. We have, remember on the last meeting, the issue of the innovations that are in the provincial policy, it was 3 sentences that we are not happy about what they were given. So it's on the program that they must give, they must come. And another addition is the briefing by the NHBRC on its financial research and expenditure. This came from, I think the fifth came, we are not done with NHBRC. There was the house, there is houses in Mossel Bay that involve a dance that the quality was not good all day. The erosion, they said the erosion happened and there was all those houses that were not okay. NHBRC refused to pay for the, to pay the cost that was attached to those houses. So we need to get the understanding from their side, if not, to interrogate when do they say they can pay? When is it that they cannot pay when there's a need for that? Because of the issue of it was, what was interesting is that involved a engineer of the municipality, engineer of the department, engineer of the NHBRC, everybody, but got it wrong that those houses were a mess. So we are going to have the conversation with them on the 14th.
Chairperson, I have to ask you to excuse me. I have to fly to Addis Ababa, so...
Okay, no, we can adopt the program and you can go.
Yeah.
Can we adopt the program? Yes, sir. Okay, let me think, Sergeant. Go to Addis Ababa. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Okay. But I forgot. Member Lily, do me a favor. The CVs, the files, the CVs of the board, can they return the files
to me? You can take out.